classically by reclaiming a private property, we may in fact subtract it from the super property of the corporate state. And then a new ideology falls apart when put against the prime nature of human, that is that of the hunter-gatherer. And all work is done to keep the machine running, to generate not what is necessary, as that would require little work, but what is highly superfluous. And especially if authorities are not in favor of it, a more meaningful culture can truly blossom. And for any hunter-gatherer to supply the village means to destabilize the forest. And rather than give way to the ancient forest, power is such that gives way to a new aristocracy. And what is good about work was to serve the community, and what is bad about work will be serving the elite. And too culturally advanced means too potentially harmful for the system and whatever lies at its dependence. And anything we invest out of our poetic intuition will gain value, while anything else will lose it. And to be civilized is already a way in itself to be exposed to catastrophe. And in the end, the non-ecological behaviors promoted by civilization are far more harmful than the non-environmental. And the solution is not to make things faster, but to give more time. And pedant people may be great to have at our service, but certainly not as our lords. You can play the nomad as much as you want, but if you come up with superstitions, you're just but a villager. And the same fetishism of the big leader to invest on military tank is the same fetishism of the small clerk to invest in his private property. And since institutions suffocate our consciousness, in turn we ought to make an institution of our consciousness. And those who love the forest the most are forced to live away from her, and those who exploit it the most get the leisure of living next to it. And it is not that we could die the way we are born, but it is certain we will. And all this modern science to realize the past science has derailed us from the good old natural state. And the truth is that if anyone is to pursue his nature, is going to face the coercion of authorities who do not wish any nature to be pursued. And it is not about being small or big, but about being a human who wants to be immersed in the surrounding, or a human that wants to stand above it. And power generates either the totally activated or the totally disactivated, while ideally we ought to linger in between them in order to disactivate the power itself. And healing can only occur into the wild, and the culture is only a way to simulate the wild for a while. And if the band is more powerful than the individual, the band can make the individual less powerful when there is a power structure involved. And all that civilization enables to rewild is the swamp with all the malaria that comes with it. And if the capitalist pig exploiting us start showing signs of affection, the question is how to get rid of him. And the ultimate coercion against the coercion is to confiscate the land and plant trees to regrow the primeval forest. And in order to establish our look, we dissipate while only working on our substance, forgetting about our look. We can reintegrate with the greater universe. And underground education is all about letting others experience not to be caged by the system of education, and experience to be caged by it. And if our ancestors are there to tell us something, they are there to warn us of the incredible misery that any power structure brings along. And by all means, economic growth means desertification of the landscape and the mind. And only by not wasting our time in trying to collaborate with the establishment, we can establish our own human ecology that is the necessary step into the world ecology. And we shall eat like a primitive only the day we decide to live like one and think like one. And there are those, and they are the most, who invest in enforcing their middle classness. And there are those, and they are the least, who invest in rewilding their human nature and their surroundings. And paradoxically, the only way to be sustainable is to sustain a system that dominates nature and doesn't allow humans to live with her. And no matter what, at its core, the system running the power structure is fully aristocratic. And the more inviolable are the barriers, the more the game will succeed into a grand finale, and that is total war. And if power gives privileges that leads to corruption, it is in our privilege to be with nature that we can purify ourselves. And right, because it is more difficult for the lower classes to reach sublime nature, their level of elevation will be higher. And only an active history makes us someone, especially if this history is independent from the mainstream history of power. And in one way or another, the regime always manages to enforce its rank above while uprooting all local ecologies below. And infrastructure cutting through the wilderness is a life nightmare scenario. And our main scope should be that of gathering meanings for the future regeneration of nature, rather than depriving her of whatever meaning she's left with. And if with the regular effort the mega machine running the system takes us away from nature, with the regular effort we can re-engage with her. And work we do to stay close to our nature is a joy, and work we involuntarily do to stay away from it is the real pain. And abolish the scientific method to dominate nature, and absolutism of power will die with it. While nature offers the sublime to explore, civilization offers the filth of its underground. And while the establishment keeps on toppling those who are grounded in their own nature stays, no matter how much they get displaced. And because the introduction is all that is read in the end, we ought to avoid one categorically. And only in a process of decommodification nature can regain her soul. And the approach of civilization is always the approach of madness. And collaboration always with the great escape in view, but competition to be always escaped. And for the sensitive ones, it is either microdosing or actively resisting the system. And every nature is beautiful, it is simply not allowed by civilization to reach its sublime state. And the dilemma is whether to subscribe to the system in order to support the family or attempt to subtract the family from the deadly grip of the system. And the different oppositions between the different authorities is only a way to diverge our focus in opposing authority itself. And pride is only the climbing of the hierarchy of power, and therefore the building of autonomy doesn't involve any pride. And mutualism should only be related in helping one another in rewilding the human self and the surrounding. And as long as nature is dominated, those who support her are squeezed, and those who comply with the system of domination are elevated. And one has to go all the way to the end to realize that the end doesn't bring anything, and one ought to continue until the real end occurs.